Kerry Walsh Jennings joins us on Sports Byline USA. She has played beach volleyball with Misty May trainers since 2000, and Kerry and Misty have been called the greatest beach volleyball team of all time. They won gold medals at the Olympics in Athens and Beijing, and they're a three-time world champions as well. You know, when you hear me, Kerry, list all of that information off, what goes through your mind when you see what you've accomplished?
Well, first of all, I think I'm not done yet. We're not done yet. We have a big tournament coming up in a couple of weeks here in London. But, you know, it's been such an amazing ride with Misty. You know, growing up, she literally was my childhood idol. She was Michael Jordan to me in the volleyball world. And so to have a chance to play with her and to be playing with her for 10 years now is such a blessing. And she's made my life so beautiful and rich. And I want us to go out on top.
When you take a look at the fact that you played against her when you were in high school, played against her when you were in college, how did you do against her, first of all? And tell me a little bit about the development of her game.
Well, Misty's amazing. She just has such an innate sense of the sport and of the court, and her touch on the ball, it's really beautiful. You know, it's second to none, for sure. And in high school, I think we split our decisions in high school, and I remember the first time we beat her, I cried because I didn't know what to do with myself. I was so happy, but I was like, how can you beat your idol? And then in college, we only played each other once, and the Stanford Cardinal pulled it out. So, you know, she made me better. She has made me better, you know, ever since juniors and now playing alongside her every day. She honestly pushes me so hard because she's so good, and I want to make her proud and do justice by her. And, you know, it's just she's the ultimate teammate, and her game has evolved so much, and she was amazing when we first started together in 2001, and now she's just times 10, and she's become such an amazing woman. It's really an honor.
You know, I know the Bryan brothers very well, and they're just outstanding as tennis players. And when I think about them and I think about you and Misty, I see the same sort of thing. Tell me a little bit about the nuances of developing a two-person team in any sport.
Yeah, well, first of all, I love Mike and Bob. I think they're amazing. I went to school with them at Stanford for a couple of years. But, yeah, you know, it's such a cool thing to be in a team of two people. You know, you're so individually responsible, yet you're so reliant on your partner. So it's a really intense, you know, relationship out there on and off the court. And what I respect so much about the Bryan Brothers game, which I think Misty and I have as well, is that we play with so much heart. You know, we love our sport. I think that's very evident. And we have this foundation of love and respect for each other and for the game that just allows us to build on so much. You know, we love working hard. We love improving. We love the challenges of competing against these great, amazing athletes, you know, every single weekend. And, you know, if you have that foundation, then you can go so far with it. And Misty and I have, you know, we've been through a lot of amazing times, a lot of really tough times, and we've done it together, and it's made, you know, a big difference sticking it out.
I was with the Bryan brothers recently, and I had to laugh because one would start a sentence and the other one would finish it. Is it that way with you and Misty?
How cute. Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, I'm more of the talker than Misty is, for sure, but she knows me inside and out, and I feel like I know her inside and out. Yeah, you know, our relationship, it's not a partnership. It's not even a friendship at this point. It's a sisterhood, and she's part of my family. You know, she's just, excuse me, you know, we're pretty similar.
Kerry, how did you two deal with adversity in the early part of your relationship? Because like a married couple, almost in a sense, as you get a little bit older, you tend to give and take a little bit more. But what was it like in those development years of that team?
You know, we worked through adversity together. You know, we were both pups, you know, growing up in the sport and really, truly growing up as young women together. When we first started, we were 22 and 23. And so we just were on this whirlwind tour. We'd travel to countries that we'd never been to and, you know, figure out who we were and who we were as a team on the court. And we got through those tough times, you know, just by knowing somewhere deep inside of us that we had something special. We were losing, you know, more often than we should have because we were new and I was super green. But we knew that we were special. And I don't know if you can really put words to that. It's just a feeling, and you have this faith because we're sports, we're athletes. We've been around amazing teams and amazing athletes our whole lives. And You know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You had a challenge early in your career in 2000 at the Summer Olympics in Sydney. You were playing on the U.S. women's indoor team, and you were forced to miss several of the first games due to a false positive on a drug test. And after being retested, then you were cleared of any wrongdoing and allowed to continue playing. that to me would probably leave a bitter taste in one's mouth just about the whole system and that you had to go through that. How did you endure through that, Kerry? And what on the other side, when you came out on the other side and you were exonerated, what did you come away with?
First of all, it was a nightmare come true. You know, I was getting ready for my first match in my first Olympics, and 30 minutes prior to starting the match, they told me I couldn't play and that I should probably go home. And I was just kind of left on this island by myself, and it had not been for my mom and my dad for leading the charge and finding lawyers and fighting this. I wouldn't have been an Olympian in 2000. And, I did leave a bitter taste in my mouth. I was kind of over the sport at that point. You know, I put so much into it, and then I felt like I was left a little bit high and dry. But that being said, you know, everything, I was exonerated, and I finished the Olympics, and I played poorly, but I enjoyed my Olympic experience as much as possible, and it made me want to go back for more, you know. But the biggest blessing of all that was that Misty's parents and my parents got to talking in Sydney, and they said, hey, we should get these girls together, see how they do. And that was the start of a beautiful relationship and a new career for me.
I'm going to assume, and if I'm wrong about this, Kerry, please correct me, that out of that adversity of the 2000 Olympic Games, you learned an awful lot. It probably toughened you quite a bit, and it better prepared you for what you had to face then in Athens and winning the gold there.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Adversity is what builds character. You know, you learn so much through adversity. You know, it's amazing to win all the time and to play healthy, but when you lose and when you get injured, that's when you grow, you know, and that's when you learn life's biggest lessons and you learn what you're made of. And absolutely, I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about, you know, how far I'm willing to go and how hard I'm willing to fight. And these are all things that I've definitely taken with me every step of the way since Sydney on into Athens and Beijing that I'll bring with me in London.
Anything different between the Athens experience and the Beijing experience for you and Misty?
You know, Athens, we were just like kids in a candy store. It was just so fun. Everything was pretty light and fluffy, and we were pretty dominant at the time. Not that we took anything for granted, and we never overlooked any team. But, you know, we felt it. It was ours. Beijing was a little bit heavier. We were the clear favorites, but still, you know, beach volleyball had grown so much and the world was so good and every match is a challenge. And then, you know, 4 years later, we're on to London at times 100, how good the teams are and how intense things are and how badly we want it. You know, something interesting happens when you get older as an athlete. You know, there's ignorance is bliss to a certain extent when you're young and you're just playing to play and this is so great. But then when you're nearing the end of your career, you know, you realize the importance and the poignancy of the situations you're in, and it could get in the way. But right now we're working hard to have that enhance our play, not detract from it.
And having won the gold medals, how did your life off the volleyball court, in a sense, evolve a little bit? Because once you have that medal, all of a sudden you become almost a different person to the public, in a sense.
Obviously, time becomes more of a demand. People want to see you, and they want to invite you places, which is all really fun and great. But ultimately, your life is exactly the same. You know, you just have another title under your name, which is such an honor. But, you know, I come from a really big family, and my family keeps me so grounded and humbled. And if I start flying anywhere with my head getting big, I'm in trouble. So, you know, I think Athens, you know, it was just a great experience. And winning gold medals, I mean, representing our country, first and foremost, is the biggest honor that I've had in my life. But to win for our country, that to me is the most special thing.
John Gray, the author who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, is a friend of mine, and I had him on this show, Kerry, you're going to love this, because I wanted him to talk about the effects that sports has on marriages and relationships.
Yeah.
So I know you're married to a beach volleyball player, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I know I've seen on the tennis court when husbands and wives try to play the game, and it can be war out there. What is it like within the Jennings household for two people that are good at their sport?
It's only love. You know, I'm the more competitive of the two, for sure. You know, on the court, my husband's a warrior, but off the court, he's a cruiser. You know, and that's a really good balance, because I feel like I'm a warrior all the time. I think I'm just built that way. But, you know, he makes me better. He's one of the best in the world at what he does, and he has made me such a better athlete and better person. I'm so grateful for my husband. We played in one co-ed tournament together. We won it, but it was slightly intense. The tone in which we talked to each other was very important. And then we played one-on-one a lot, actually, and I have yet to beat him, which absolutely kills me, but I've been close, so I'm not stopping yet.
A final question for you. Is there a particular memory that's kind of ingrained in your mind about your playing career?
Oh, standing on top of the podium in Beijing, to me, is something I'll never forget. You know, it's just, Miss T and I are out there together, but we're up there truly in our hearts and our minds with everyone else and our family and everyone who helped us get there. And I know you say a lot of service members hear this, and we have everyone who helps make our country so great up there with us. And that, to me, is so special and so poignant, and it's such a huge motivation for me to get back on top of that podium so the world can hear, you know, the national anthem from the best country in the world, and I want to be a part of that. I want to make that happen more than I can begin to tell you. But standing on top of the podium is something that I will never forget.
Carrie, I want to thank you very much. I've always wanted to have you on the program, and I want you to come back and join me again. Take care, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. You too. I appreciate it.
Right. Carrie Walsh Jennings, again, teams with Misty May Trainer. They won 2 gold medals at the Olympics. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.